Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spiro. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara is bringing a raya that Rabbi Shimon hold called Oimed Liftetz Kepodi Domi, that even if you're not actually poided, if it's Oimed for Pidyon, we can already dan that it's podi. Mar brings a raya, the Tanya, that Parah Aduma is B'tabat Tobas Eichem, since at one point they had a Shasa Kosher. That means that Rav Shimon's Shita is that even though that a Eichel, in order to be B'kabat Tobas Eichem, has to be a Eichel Shata Yochel Achille Lachem. It has to be Al Kol Parim, they able to be Meichel to Al Kol Parim a Goy. That has to be Butter Bahano. Something that's Asr Bahano doesn't have the Din of Tobas Eichem. So even though a Parah Aduma is Asr Bahano, it's Hektish. Apple Pekin is the tablet of his Eichel, but Hoyo Bahoisel Shasa Kosher. At one point, there was a Shasa Kosher for Omer Eshlokish. Oymahoy Rav Shimon Pora Niftis Agave Marachto, that Rav Shimon holds you could be paid there a Pora Aduma, and since you could be paid there a Pora Aduma, so we could already dan that it's Roy Vachila, that it's Roy, that it's not Hektish anymore because it hasn't been paid yet, even though you weren't paid it yet, but since it's Oymah Liftis, has a bit of Poddy. So therefore, the Gemara is Machriach, that Rav Shimon holds with the Svara of Oymah Liftis Kepoddy Dobby. And Tosis, the Rebbasal Paro, Tosis is Bedaik, the Lashon of the Brisa. The Lashon of the Brisa is, Hoyo Vahuysa Lash Shasa Kosher. At one point, had a Shasa Kosher, even though right now it doesn't have. But at one point, they had a Shasa Kosher, that's already a Svara that should have it in Tobas Eichel. So Tosis asks, why at one point, even now it still has a Shasa Kosher? Because since Reb Shimon holds that Paro is Kachi Pedek HaBayasi, and Reb Shimon Shita is a Kachi Pedek HaBayas, don't have a Din Amod of Arocha. So therefore, you could go be paid it right now. Even after the behemoth dies, you could still be paid it. So the Barsha in Chulin, on Tosfot, the Pe'alef of the Beis, Tosfot the Ramas Hoyel is a similar, Tosfot has the same, discusses the same notion that our Tosfot is discussing. And over there, the Barsha explains that had Reb Shimon hold Kachi but Mizbeach, then it would be good. Tosfot would have understood. Because even though it didn't have a Shas, even though a Kachi Mizbeach of Shimon Shita is, it's Bechlal about the Barocha. So therefore, you can't be paid it now when it's dead. And the Shas HaKosher would have been B'Shas while it was B'Farcheses. That even though the Behemah after when it's dead doesn't have a Din HaBad V'Arocha, but while it's B'Farcheses it has a Din Chai, and therefore you could has it's Nichal, the Din HaBad V'Arocha, you could still be paid it. So you were able to be paid it B'Shas when it was B'Farcheses. Therefore, it has a Din Tumas Eichel even after when it dies, Hayu V'Hoysel HaShas HaKosher. So the Lev Aryeh over there, that Tosis explains that this would have been able to be a pshat. The Maaseh Tosis doesn't hold this way. Tosis doesn't hold that if it would be Kachi Mizbeach, it would be Bechal Amod of Arocha. Like we learned the Tosis before, that by involvement Aleph, Tosis of Amasel Shchita Sheinu Ruyehi, Vloish Bei Shchita. Tosis repeats himself on Ayavava Beis B'Sheicha Bali Bumiluch Bechutz. Now, when you have a shchita kshera, you don't say b'farcheses kechaya. The whole klal b'farcheses kechaya is only when you have a shchita psula or a behemah tmeya where it doesn't have a din shchita. But in a behemah tmeya where it has a din shchita, the halacha is that it has a din of mesa. And therefore, the mesa wouldn't have been a pshat. It would be muchrach l'chayim mineyu bay over here that Reb Shimon holds that you could be paid it even without a mod of arocha. And it's going to be muchrach mineyu bay to taste that Reb Shimon is going to have to hold that it's kachi b'derek habayis. Marsha, this means to say that we would have been able to learn this pshat, and we would have said not like what Taisa said before. Taisa, if you look at the Taisa is always besupik if this is true or not. So if you look in the Rajba, in our sugya, the Rajba of Emes answers along the lines of the Marsha. He answers this kasha, and he says that Reb Shimon over here is going with divrei rabbanon. He say even ledvarecha. Feed me that I will catch you back by so you can be paid it even now. And it's able to lift this even now. You don't have to come on to Shas HaKosher. But even L'Divrecha, to the Rabbanon, that they hold that it's Kedushas, it's Kachem Mizbeach, and therefore you need Hamad of Arocha, and you wouldn't be able to be paid it now after it's dead. But Habia B'Shas, it was B'Farcheses, you were able to be paid it, and therefore it had a Shas HaKosher while it was B'Farcheses Gechai. That's how the Rajba answers Tesis Kasher. And if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings down from Rabbeinu Yeshaya that says over this teretz that the Rajba brings down, And he says that this teretz doesn't stim with what Taisa said before. Yibama says that this Taisa, well, what Taisa said before, that the klal for Arches Kechai is only by a shechita on a behemoth tmeya, but a shechita of a behemoth tahira. You don't say it. You say if Arches doesn't have a din chai, then it wouldn't be good. And if you look in the Rashba, the Rashba himself speaks out this dekuda, but he says that over here, you don't have that klal. But since over here, a para adubas aser ba'ana, so therefore, it's not a shechita materet. It's not a shechita, even though it's a kosher shechita, but it's not a shechita that's mater ba'achila. It's not a shechita that's mater ba'achila. So therefore, you don't have the klal. It remains like a behemoth tmeya, like a regular v'arches kechaya. It doesn't have a din of shechita materet of a shechita ksheir. So it comes out from here that we have a machlekes, teisvis, and the Rashba in this klal. It's this tzad to say that even though b'farches kechayi by shchita materes, you don't say it. It's machlekes in the Rashba Taisus went to say. Taisus and I involved with Aleph, and they have a furish again in the shita b'shem Rebbeinu Yeshaya. They both speak out that even though right now it's aser ba'anon, it's not v'poyol mutar ba'achila, but Taisus explains that kiva the shchita gemur hi lahoytzi b'deir veila v'gam la'atir ba'achila im hoyu lapidyan. It's a pashta shchita. It's moitzi b'deir veila, and it would have been matar ba'achila if not that it would have a pidyan. Therefore, Taisus holds that's dichal on the shchita materis that you don't say b'farches kechayim. Mashaiki in the Rashba seems to argue on Taisus, and he holds that as long as b'poyel the mice you can't go and eat it, it still has a dim b'farches kechayim. In order to have this klal that a shchita ksheira doesn't have a dim b'farches kechayim because it gives it a din mesa, gives it a din heter achila, has to be that b'poyel mutar b'achila. Since right now you can't eat this paraduma because it's hektish, therefore we don't look at it as a shchita ksheira and has the klal b'farches kechayim. The Nois Yaakov and Simon Yud asked that this seems to be a stira in the Divrei Rashba, because the Rashba in Chulin that Peidal and Aleph is a furish assumes like Taisvis, and he says that, and he says on in the Gemara over there, we have the same type of Noisa. He says that so he's talking about an oif that is better kabayis, an oif and a chaya that is better kabayis, and Afal Pikin he says that since the shchita is a shita ksheira, the halach is you don't say before Ches kechaya, and therefore you can't be poided. Ayin Shom in the Nois Yaakov that is Meirich with the very Geshmaka Teretz Fibi Yashiv that it's Cholok over there, which is handling the din of Shechita Ruya Mashaikin over here, which we're handling the din of Thomas Eichen Reb Shimon, that it could be Cholok to Doisim Ayin Shom Barichos. So Taisvis answers his Kasha. Taisvis Mahalach to answer his Kasha is the reason why it's only Hoysel Ishasa Kasha and right now you can't be Paidit is because it's talking about after Azah. And Taisvis says that after Azah you can't be poided. Once you maze the para aduma, once you maze the dam of the para aduma, after that, he says, ain't svarish that the heibas p'diya achashu huzadoma. You can't be poided after already was huzadoma. So if you look at the Shita Bukubetz of Sheber Ben Yishaya, when he says this svara, and he explains that the svara of this is that after the azor, it has a dit of Gdushas Mizbeach. And Gdushas Mizbeach leads Hamad of Arocha. Even though Rabbi Shimon holds that you're allowed to be poided the para aduma, that's only till azor. Because till Azah, we look at it as a better kabayis. But once you already did the avodas ha-karban, you already did the Azah, then we already look at it as Kedushas Mizbeach. Ein Shom Tzorachin, if that's the kavano of Teisvis. Teisvis says, the ain't Svarash Tebas Tia Achashu Zedomo. Tzorachin, if he means the same thing as the Shito. And Teisvis goes on to ask that if that's true, if it's true what Teisvis is saying, that after Azah, you can't be paid it, so therefore, as Taisus from Teiber, but Kolo Imel Lahazis Kamuzadami. If it's true that after Azar you can't go and be paid it, so we should say Kolo Imel Lahazis Kamuzadami, and we should right away look at it as it's already after the Azar, and therefore we shouldn't be able to say Kolo Imel Lifters Kapadidami. We shouldn't look at it that has a did pidyon, because we should already look at the din of Kolo Imel Lahazis Kamuzadami like it shouldn't have a did pidyon anymore. So then Taisus answers that before Kabbalah, you don't say Kabuzadami like Taisus and Bitsai, like what he said before on Ayin Vav and Beis, that since it's Mitzvah Kabbalah called Daba, so therefore you can't say Kabuzadami until after the Kabbalah, and therefore, right, B'shas the Shchita, you could already be paid it, and you can't yet say Kabuzadami. Therefore, it still has a Shasa Kosher. And the Rishonim in Shavuos and Afir Aleph and Beis, the Ramban, the Ran, they both answer Taisus Kasha with Chayra much Pashta Teretz. They say that since that the Parah is Oimel Liftais, We look at the part that's Eibid Liftes Zapara, therefore it's not Eibid Lahazis. It's untrue. Taisas is Kashav in Taber called Eibid Lahazis. Kemuzadam, it's not Eibid Lahazis. A paradum is not Eibid to have Azah. But since a paradum is Eibid to have Pidyon, in Motza Cheres, no matter if you find a nice paradum, the mitzvah is to go be paid to this paradum and bring the other one. And therefore we look at it as it's Eibid Liftes. So therefore, a paradum is not Eibid to have Azah. It's Eibid to have a Pidyon, not Azah. The Tzarechi and why Taisus didn't hold to this Svara. So we look in Rabbi Chanan and Kevit Shurim and Eis Ayin Aleph, he asked a very strong question. He asked Akasha that the klal of Kol Imid means it has to be a mitzvah, it has to be Oimid Lekach. It has to be Oimid to have that thing. So he asks, if you find a nicer paraduma, the mitzvah is to be paid to this paraduma and go and use the other one to use a nicer one. And Matzacher is Novimenu, the mitzvah is to be paid it, but the chances of finding a paraduma Novimenu are very slim. Why should we assume that we're going to find a paraduma? It's not so shchiach to have a paraduma. Why would we assume, why is it Oimid Lekach that we're going to find a new paraduma and be paid to this one? So, as Rabbi Chanan, if you need a dit of Kol Oimid Liftes Kapadidami, how could we ban that the paraduma is Oimid Liftes? It's not Oimid to find one that's Novimenu. So the Chayra, to answer this question, we have to say that the din of Oibid Lekach doesn't have to be mamish that we're assuming that it's going to happen. There's a 75% chance that it's going to happen. The Oibid Lekach means it has to be the din of the carbon. The din of the carbon has to be, the din of the Schefza or whatever we're discussing has to be to do that thing. And once the din of the Schefza is to do that, that's enough that we look at it that it already lies in the Schefza, the Betzius of what's going to happen later. Since that's the din of the Schefza, even if it's not going to be the Poyol going to happen. And therefore the Gemara could hold that even though a Paraduma, Labdafka it's so Shchiach to find another Paraduma, but since we already have a din now to be pointed as Paraduma, there's a mitzvah right now to find a better Paraduma and be pointed as Paraduma, maybe Aval Pikein we could look at this as Oimer Liftes Kepale Domi. But I call upon him again to Rishenim Teretz. To say that the par is not Oimid Lahazis, that it doesn't have a din azah, and it's not going to be Oimid Lahazis, L'chayra, since Rabbi Chanan is writing this kasha, that it's not so shchiach that it's going to end up having a pidyon. The chances are it won't end up having a pidyon. So therefore, we could taste this maybe holds, that we could still assume and look in this para that it's Oimid Lahazis, because that's what it's Oimid Lekach. It has a din azah, and it's Oimid for that. The chances of having the pidyon is not so shchiach to say that it's not Oimid Lahazis. And therefore Tais has to come onto his new teretz, and he doesn't like the Rishonim's teretz to this kasha. Mitzarachim. Taisvis, in the next Devar Maschil, Parah Matamah Tovas Eichlin, he brings down a kasha from Rashi and Chulin. Rashi in Isis Benoit, Perak Isis Benoit, asked the Kasha that what's an Igea that a Parah is Betamatumas Eichlin? That a Parah could go be Betamatumas Eichlin? L'chayr asked Rashi, anyhow a Parah Duma is Betamah. A Parah Duma alone is Betamah without the whole parish of Tumas Eichlin. A Parah is Betamah. He's Betamah Adam, it's Betamah Adam with Begadim even. So Taisus explains this Kasha. That Taisus says it's not true. If you touch a Parah Duma, you don't become Tameh. What does Rashi mean to ask? So Taisus explains that what Rashi means to ask is that since someone that's Isik in the Paraduma is Batama Adam Batame Begadim, someone that carries the Paraduma and is Isik in the Avodah of the Paraduma is Batama Adam Batame Begadim. So therefore, there's a klal of Seifel Tama Tuma Chamura. Any Eichel, anything that has a din to be Batama Tuma Chamura, Batame Adam Batame Begadim, something that can be Batama Adam as a Dargah of Abba Tuma, to be Batama Adam, so that thing automatically has a din of Tumas Eichlin. Since it's Sefer L'tama Tumah Chamura. Klal. It's learned from the Pasuk. There's a din of anything that's Sefer L'tama Tumah Chamura has automatically a din of Tumas Eichlin. That's what Rashi meant to ask. That even though the Paraduma alone doesn't have a din of Tumah if you touch it, but since it's Sefer L'tama Tumah Chamura, it automatically should have a din of Tumas Eichlin. So Rashi answers that he says a teretz al pi a gemara krisis that says such a teretz a similar question that it's talking about that you have an eichel that's attached to this paraduma, you have another eichel, a side eichel that's attached to paraduma, and you want to use this paraduma to be mashlim the shir kebeya that you need for the eichel to be metame. for the Eichel to be Mekabel Tumma. So, and then the Nafkamina would be, if something that's Tummy would go and touch this Eichel. So if we look at the Paraduma as an Eichel, and as a din of Tumas Eichel, Mitzara Regal din Eichel, so it can be Mitzaref to the Shir Kabeo, and if something touches this Eichel, this Batzik, this Eichel that's together with the Paraduma, the Halacha would be, that'll become Tummy. Masha Enkin, if we say that Paraduma doesn't have a din Tumas Eichel, even though Mitzar Atzma, if you touch it, it'll become Tummy, but it can't be Mitzaref to the Shir Kabeo to be Mitam. And Rashi is quoting from the Gemara in Krisus, which is talking about an Avela, because I is the Avela. Also, the Gemara over there is down that it should be Mitzaref together with Botzik that's on the Avela to be Mashal Mashir. And Rashi Afalpikin speaks out that you need something else to go and touch this Issa, this Botzik that's attached to the Avela. So Tais is Masig on Rashi that L'chayr, we don't need something else to touch it. L'chayr, it's touching it. There's a Kazayas Nevela here. Kazayas Nevela can be Matam and the Eichel by itself. So why does Rashi have to speak out that something else went and touched this Batzik, and that's the Nafkamina if it's Bekabel Tumah or not? And Taisa says that Rashi was Loidok. So Stipler and Kilos Yaakov, Tyrus Simon Lamed Ches, he says, now he doesn't understand what the pshitas of Tosfos that you could use this kezayis nevela to go be betame the rest of the batzik. We need a shir kabeya here, and then the kezayis nevela is a chelik of the shir kabeya. So who said we could use a chelik of the shir kabeya as the metame to go be metame, and then say I have a whole kabeya oichon over here that's being makabel tumah from this kezayis nevela? But chayro, you should have to have the whole kabeya oichon and something else be bachutz. Should go be betamit. So he says, even though it could be like what Tesis is saying, but where does Tesis get such a pshitus to ask this kasha on Rashi and say that Rashi was loidok? Maybe you need to have something be bachutz to go on the kabeya to touch the whole kabeya. If you're using the kezayis itself as the metama of the kabeya, who said we could use that again another time to be mitzaref to the shear of the kabeya and look at that the oichel itself, the veil itself is touching itself together with the rest of the oichel. So the stipler brings different rayas. And then he says that maybe really Tosfos agrees to the svara that he's asking, that maybe it's not so poshut. He says that Tosfos, maybe we could say that Tosfos shita is that we need a shir kabeya is not that you need a shir in the how much oichel you need to have to be makabel tumah. It's just once you have a kabeya, now you have a teres oichel here, and now every single chelik, every single mashu of that oichel now. That now that you have a kabeya, could be makabel tumah if neatzmai. So therefore, once we look at the nevela as an oichel and we mitzaref it together as a kabeya, now we could look at every single part of that kabeya, and that this kezayis nevela, when it touches any mashu of the batzik, it'll be makabel that batzik. The batzik itself will be makabel tumah as it is a chelik of the kabeya of the oichel. Mashaikin Rashi. Maybe the reason why Rashi said not like that holds not like that and holds that the kabeya. The kabeya is a shear how much oichel you need to have to be makabel tumah. You need the whole kabeya to be makabel the tumah. And therefore says the disciple that it's possible that there's a hidden machlekes Rashi and Tosfos over here in the lumdis of what the shear kabeya is the makabel tumah. That Tosfos holds the shear is just to give it a teres oichel. And once we have the teres oichel, once we have the shear kabeya, now every single, there's no shear in how much oichel you need to be makabel tumah. Every little mashu can be makabel tumah once it's a kabeya, once it's been served to kabeya. Mashaikin Rashi, Rashi learned that the kabeya is a shear how much oichel you need in order to be makabel tumah, in order to get the tumah. You need a whole kabeya oichel to become tameh from the davar hametam. On the etzem kasha of Rashi, Taisa wants to say a different pshat. Taisa says that the pshat, even though it's safe for tameh tumah chamura, and therefore, the klal is that you don't need any hechsher. The sheretz doesn't have to touch it. You don't need hechsher mayim. It's automatically tummy. Anything that's safe with tamei tumah chamura automatically has a tumas oichel, has a intrinsic tumas oichel. It doesn't have to get a tumah from a sheretz from outside. But says Tosfos is only if the thing's a oichel. If the thing's not a oichel, then you won't have the din of safe with tamei tumah chamura. And therefore, it's very negia for us to say that Yeshu Shasa Kosher. If this paraduma would be asar, but not always, it would never be a time where it's Oim Liftis Kepadi Domi, says Tosfos, then you wouldn't have the din of Seif Latama Tumah Chamura also. And Tosfos and that brings the whole sugya in Tzvachim to prove that there's such a yisoid that he needs to be your oichel. And Shom is Meirich, maybe Machlekes or Meir, and there are bottom than that. He wants to say even Meir's be yisoid and moided to this klal. And therefore, it's Petorot Rashi's Kasha, but it's Negei over here, even though Tzvachim Tam Tam Chamor, we still have to be a din, have a din oichel. There's another teretz, the Ritva and Shfuas, Tafir Alf and Beis, says a different teretz of this kashi. He says that since it's Oymed Liftois, since we're looking at this paradum as it's Oymed Liftois, so therefore we can't say it's Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro. It's not Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro, calls my, you're looking at it as Oymed Liftois, once it's Padu, it doesn't have it in Toma Chamuro. So therefore we can't go along, it's a steer to say that it has it in Oycho, but it's Oymed Liftois, and then say it's Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro. The whole, since it's Oymed Liftois, therefore we don't look at it as a Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro, and therefore we have to have a din Tomas Oichlin here, Mifnei Atzma. We can't look at the din of Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro. So Aruchim is over here, L'chayr Tesis already said, we're talking about after you were Mazed already. It's not any more Oymed Liftois, it was only Oymed Liftois at one time. Why can't we use the fact that now it's Seifel Tama Toma Chamuro after the Azah, and therefore it has a din Tuma, and it has an Oichel, because it was Oymed Liftois before the Azah. So Aruchim, maybe the Ritva doesn't learn like Taisus. Maybe the Ritva doesn't learn to talk about after Azah. Tzorichian. There's another Teretz to this Kasha that Rabbeinu Yishaya brings from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is Bechadish that this that is a klal of Seifel Tama Tumah Chamura, it's only if the thing has a regular, normal regular Tumas Maga, that someone that touches it becomes Tomei. But it has an interesting tumah, like the tumas misaskim of a para aduma. It's not be'etzem something that's tumah. It's just someone that's oisik in the para aduma, he becomes tumah. So even though we look at the para aduma as a thing that's betameh, but since it's not a direct tumah that you're makabel, there is a maga or a maso, a regular kabbalah's tumah, it's just someone that's oisik in it, has a din tumah, that doesn't have a din of seifel tama tumah chamuru. I ain't sure how he's bevar the gemara in Zvachim daf kufei, and therefore he says, Rashi's kasho, the Rashi in Chulun Es is not shver. Because a paraduma is not called Seifel Tama Tumah Chamura, and therefore we have to dine it has to have a regular din tumas oichlin, and the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Avos HaTumah Perakim Alacha Gimel, he says the same similar svara to explain the Rambam. He uses the same idea to explain the Shitas HaRambam over there, which seems also to say the Rambam seems to say that there's no din of Seifel Tama Tumah Chamura by paraduma. So he says the same svara that this Shita says. He says that something that's only a tumas misaskim, it's not a regular tumas maga, doesn't have a din of seifel tama tuma chamura. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Kuf Zayin, he asked that we know that nivlas oif tar, which also doesn't have a regular tumas maga, someone that touches nivlas oif tar doesn't become tummy. The nivlas oif tar only becomes tummy the base abliya, but someone swallows it. So therefore, asked the Chacham Tzvi, how could the Kesef Mishnah and Chayru Adinens can be shver on the Shita and the Rebbeinu Yishaya b'shem Rebbeinu Tam? How could they say that the whole din of Seifel Tama Chamura is dafka by regular Tumas Maga? We find that a Tumas, the Nivlas Seif Tar, which is also only Tami Bebeis Abliya when you swallow it, also has the apple peak and has the din of Seifel Tama Tumas Chamura. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph, he seems to also assume like the Chacham Tzvi that the din of Nivlas Seif Tar also is only a Tumas Achila. Someone that eats it becomes Tami. But if you look at Reb Chaim in Perek Gimel Melchus Avos HaTumah, Reb Chaim over there, upon him he explains the feed some Gemaras, I'm in the sugi of Gemara in Tzvachim Daf Ayin, that the din of Nivlas Seif Tar is a Tumas Maga. Just there's a certain Chiddush din in Nivlas Seif Tar that can only be Metame Yube Maga in the Beis Abliya. That's the Chiddush of Nivlas Seif Tar. He's Mechiyach from a sugi of Nida. That the Avad Nivlas Seif Tar is also a Tumas Maga. May Lefizet, like Kosha, the Kushir Chacham Tzvi on the Kesef Mishnah and on the Shita Mekubetzes. Tosfos brings weiter that there's a Shiloh, how to be Geiris. Are we Geiris Mitame, that the Parah is Mitame something else? Or are we Geiris Mitame, that it becomes Tomei? And Tosfos adds on the scare, so what's in a gear that the Parah Duma becomes Tomei? Who cares if the Parah Duma becomes Tomei or not? What application does this have? So Tosfos brings for Oyin Mefarish Ri that what it means that it becomes Tomei means that it will become Puzzle. That if something Tomei touches it, the Paradumo will be Mekabel Toma and it will become Puzzle. So in that Tosfos asks, "V'tayma ilaf sulei he atzma gama ifer yenifsal b'degias atuma." Even when it's if already, when it's ashes, it doesn't have a din oicha at all. Afal pikein, the halacha is that if someone touches this ether, it's betam and it passes it. So therefore, it says Tosfos, what do I need a new klal of hoisli shasa kasher? Even a paraduma, it's not an oicha b'klal, it's ether, it's already ashes. The halacha is that if someone touches it, it becomes pasul. So Tosfos answers, v'yei shloimer di icha shiva oicha makabel tuma misheni mishlishi. V'loi loi. That's the geya that it could be makabel tuma even from a sheni or shlishi. That ifer is makabel tuma is only the shita speaks out from a avat tuma. Masha inkein. Now that it's a oichel, now that it has the new chiddush of tumas oichlin, it could be makabel tuma from a sheni and a shlishi. So the Briska Rav in Hilchas Para Aduma and Sefer Al Rambam explains that there's two dinim. Brings from this Tosfos that there's two dinim in Para Aduma. There's two dine tumas in the that could pass all Para Aduma. There's one din that Tosfos brought from Efer that the din that Para Aduma has to be Nasa B'Tayro. It's a din a new Chiddush din in Para Aduma that has to be Nasa B'Tayro. And if someone Tomei touches it, it passes it. That's why even by Efer, Tosfos was Machriach, even by Efer is such a halacha, even though it doesn't have a din oichel b'chal, it's not me din the din tumas oichelim of kodshim that it's become possible. It's a new chiddush of para aduma. And that's what Tosfos meant to ask. Why do I need a din oichel here? Peipik lei, that you have the regular halacha of para aduma. Every para aduma has a new din that has to be nasa b'tayro. And if someone tabi touches it, even without any din oichel, the halacha would be that it becomes possible. And he says, but there's another din in para aduma. It's a din mitzad the korban. The para aduma is also a korban. And a carbon has a din that if you touch it becomes pasul. That's midine tumas eichlin. Carbon has bechudish to get din tumas eichlin. It can have more than a regular chulin. Truma has different dinim, but it's a din of midin the parsha of tumas eichlin. And that says Tosfos the nafkamina between the two dinim is that the din of para that has to be betairo. That's only by a avatuma. That's only when it's nifsal from a avatuma. A rishon and a sheni can't do that. Can't make that the para duma should become pasul. Only mitzad the new din that it has, midin the tumas oichim of kodshim, which that's what Reb Shimon and Aristotle is discussing. Only midin that. That's why it could become nifsal from a sheni and a shlishi. Ayin Shom that he brings from Tshuvas HaRashba, he brings other rayas to this klal, these two dinim of tuma and para aduma. Tosfos. On Amud Beis, the Ramaso Oimar Rav Shimon Parnish Niftis says that the Chayra, you have to say that Rav Shimon's din that you're able to point is even midrabanon. That even midrabanon, it's mutalif daisa. Because the Gemara brings a raya that the Chamma Chaylik on Rav Shimon from the fact that the old you can't be paid there. And if Rav Shimon's maida that midrabanon, you can't be paid there, then how can the Gemara bring a raya that the Rabbanon argue on Rav Shimon? Maybe the, over there that it says he can't be paid there, is because Rav Shimon's maida that midrabanon you can't be paidit. But as Tosfos, how do we know be'emes that Rav Shimon holds you can be paidit? Maybe Rav Shimon also agrees that midrabanon you're not able to be paidit. Tosfos assumes that even like midrabanon midraisi can be paidit. It's a shaila of midrabanons. So as Tosfos, who told us? How do we see from this memory of Rav Shimon, this price of Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that you can't be paidit? That you're able to be paid it even midrabanan. Maybe it's only that midaraisi can be paid it. And they said it's a doichik to say that from the fact that he holds his batamatum as eichel, it's muchrach that even midrabanan can be paid it. Because Tosfos says it's very hard to understand why the fact that midrabanan can't be paid it, that would stop it from having tumas eichel. Since midaraisi could be paid it, so midaraisi it's roy. Since midrabanan the chazal said that you can't be paid it, that's not a reason it shouldn't have a din tumas eichel. So Tosfos goes on to answer that you have to say that the one that holds you can't be paid is even midaraisa. And in the Chanami, there's no raya. There wouldn't be a raya if there would be a tzad that midrabanan you can't be paid it. We don't have any raya from Shimon not like that. So Kiveger asks on Tosfos. He says he doesn't understand the doichik. Why is it a doichik loymar that the fact that midrabanan you can't be paid it, that should make it not have a din tumas eichlin? He says true. He understands it at the sfar of Tosfos. If something is roy midaraisa. The fact that it's Rabbanon shouldn't make us not look at it as it's Roy, copy the Dine Tumah. But Esther Kiveger over here, we need something more than it being right for Pidyon. We need it that it's Oymer for Pidyon. We need to call it Oymer Liftis Kepadei Domi. And if the Rabbanon came along and they said that you're not allowed to be pited, so we can't look at it as Oymer Liftis. It's not Oymer to be pited anymore. How can we look at it as Oymer to be pited? We know for sure he's not going to be pited. The Rabbanon said you can't be pited. And look at the Kaivet Shiurim. He's also Mechavin to this Kasha of Kiveger. And Ois Ayin Aleph, and he brings Mar Makoimis to this Yisoid, that the Rabbanon Dikadinim could stop this Oibel Liftois. So Archean, feel what we were saying before, that maybe you don't need the Bapoyal, that you're going to end up doing it. Maybe it could Dan over here also, that the fact that Medarais the Din is to become Padre, maybe that would also be enough for Oibel Liftois to Padre Domi. So Archean. The Gemara on Ayin Zayin and Beis, the Gemara discusses why we had before in the Fayin Bava Machlekes Rabbi Yechon or Rish Lakish, is the Mishnah talking about Tmimim or the Mishnah is talking about Bali Mumin, case of Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara wants to know why Rabbi Yechon says he's talking about Tmimim. Why did he not say like Rabbi Shimon Lakish? That the Gemara says, but it's a doichik to say he's talking about Tmimim, to say he's talking about Bali Mumin. Rabbi Yechon wanted to say that it's talking about Tmimim also. But the Gemara asked, why do Rabbi Shimon Lakish say a doichik teretz that's talking about Bali Mumin? Why do he say he's talking about Tmimim? Like Rabbi Yechonon, say he's talking about Nishpach Adam or Nishchat Shlod Shema. So at that, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon Lakish holds, the Pasuk says, V'tavcha yomachroi, kol heicha de isa b'mechira, isa b'tficha. Kol heicha de leisa b'mechira, leisa b'tficha. That in order to have a chiev on the Shechita, in order to have a chiev d'alvei t'ficha, you have to also be able to sell it. And the Gemara says, V'hani kotshim hayo v'chim mazvin kotshim lehava mechira, lesnu b'tficha. So Rashi explains, lehava mechira, the ein kotshim t'mimim yoytzim l'chulun. You can't be paid the kotshim t'mimim. Hilkoch b'bali mumen askinin the snow b'travayu. Bali mumen, they go out l'chulun, so you can have mechira, and you can also have t'ficha. So that's why he wanted to say he's talking about dafka bali mumen. He didn't hold like Rabbi Yechonon that's talking about t'mimim, and Rabbi Yechonon argues in this klal. Rabbi Yechonon holds that even though it's leisa b'mechira, still it's isa b'tficha. Rashash, just Ma'ira and Rashi, Rashi explains the Gemara that it doesn't go out l'chulin. What does that have to do with our sugya? We're trying to down if it's Isa b'mechira. Rashash said Rashi should have brought the cloud the Gemara that I'm meicher v'ylasa yishlomav v'yasav l'klum. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadi that I'm meicher v'ylasa yishlomav v'yasav l'klum. That if you sell your karbanos, you can't sell them. The fact that it goes out l'chulin or not, zochir, that's not the meduber of Rash, that's not the meduber of the sugya here. Ayin and Chuvah Space Ephraim, Simon Mem Aleph and Arachayim. He also discusses this Rashi. He says Rashi could just be explaining why Bali Mumin is better. Bali Mumin are Yetzel Chulin, so you could sell them. Masha Inkein Tmimim are not Yetzel Chulin, and therefore they have the regular din that Amaychar Lossi Yishlomim Le'atzav Le'klum. Ayin Chom. But the Chadusha Yermei Simcha, and Ayin the Base Ephraim, Adir and Simon Mem Aleph also, they're both Betama from this Gemara on a Pnei Yeshua. It's a Pnei Yeshua on the Afsam of Chvavam and Beis. That's v'chadish, that loy Reb Shimon, that goyim l'mamen k'mamen dami, that we look at some kachim that are chayiv and achrayis, that if it gets lost, he's going to have to pay for them, we look at it like his mamen. You could go and sell them, you're able to sell them. So the b'chadusha mei simcha and the Beis Sefra, they both ask that it's neged this Gemara. The Gemara over here is b'furish, that it's leis of a mechira. And the mei simcha is b'tamed, the tzeis, and Shimon pei vav, skot and zayin is meirich, he wants to argue on the Pnei Yeshua. He wants to dine in the divrei Pnei Yeshua. He wants to say a Peter Gemara and Pesachim that vav that the whole din of gerb l'mamen k'mamen dami is not when the chayfetz is be'en. It's only klapi when the chayfetz is ain't a be'en. But yimuchuyev tashlumi achayfetz goes to the person that has a gerb l'mamen k'mamen dami. It's his mamen klapi the hefzer achayfetz, but the guf achayfetz is not yours. And therefore, he wants to argue. He says that he should have brought a Gemara mufereshes. Our Gemara is beforeish that kachim, which we're talking about kachim of shachayi b'achu yusan. That's the case of the Mishnah. And Apple Pekin, the Gemara says, it's Leisa B'Bechira. Tzarchian, on the Pnei Yeshua and the Ktzais, why didn't they bring from this Gemara? Rebbe Chanan, in Kaivet Shirum, in Ksubis, in Ois Kuf Yud Zayin, has an aura on this Gemara. Chayra, Rishlakis Hashita, and Avsa Mechesem Abayz, is that the case of Mechira is even the Fnei Yish. It's talking about before Yish. And before Yish, you can't make a Mechira. It's still the Nigzal's Chayfetz, the Gamri. You can't make a Mechira. So therefore, like Rish Lakish, always the mechir doesn't work. Well, how could Rish Lakish come along and say, since these are kodshim, so therefore the leisa be mechira? Why the leisa mechira? Because you can't make a mechira on them as they're kodshim. And therefore it's leisa betvicha. Every single chepetz hanigdav, anytime you goinev a shorei seh, and then you shecht it, it's also leisa be mechira, because you can't make a mechira. So who cares if it's kodshim? Mechir, you should be chayav dal vehe even on kodshim. You should be able to sell, you make a meisa mechira on kodshim, even though it wasn't chal. Every single time, the mechira is not chal. That Rabbi Chanan answers that it's chaluk. That when you have a chifetz that he stole, and the reason why he can't sell it is if it's not his, the Torah was gufa mechayiv you that if you steal a chifetz and you go and sell it off to someone, even though the mechira is not chal, it's not yours, but that is gufa the maisa that the Torah was mechayiv you. You made a maisa mechira that was a good maisa mechira had it been yours. And after picking the Torah says you're chayiv to pay, even though the mechira can't be chal, it's not yours, because you're a ganav and it's not your chifetz. But that was what the chiyuv, what the Torah gave. Mashiach, when you made a ma'aseh b'chira that wasn't chal mitzad atzma, there was a different reason why the ma'aseh b'chira wouldn't be chal. Then that's not mechira. That's not what the Torah was mechayiv on mechira. And therefore, since over here mitzad the chefzah can't be chal on mechira, because it's kodshim, you can't. There's no way to bring kodshim over from one rishus to the other rishus. So therefore, that's not nichal on the chiddush haTorah that even though the mechira is not chal, you still chayiv on mechira. Tosfos. The Ramaska Kol Heicha asks that Lefidus Klal, Lefir HaShlokas Rashita, they always need Issa B'Tficha, Issa B'Mechira, you have to be able to do both in order to be Chayiv in one of them. Why, when you sell a Behemah on Shabbos, are you Chayiv? Chayro, if you Teveach a Behemah on Shabbos, the halacha is that you Potter, Kom Levi B'Drav Mineh. If you Shecht a Behemah on Shabbos, there's a Ptur Kom Levi B'Drav Mineh. And you're not Chayiv on the Tficha. So therefore, ask Tosfos, how could it be that you Chayiv on a Mechira on a Behemah on Shabbos? So Tosfos answers that since this same behemah had you sold, you shechted it b'chol yubichayev, that's enough. It doesn't have to be that b'chol rega b'rega yichayev on the tvicha, yichayev on the mechira. As long as there is a way how to be chayev on the tvicha, that's enough to be called isa b'tvicha. And the Rashi brings down this kash and says the same teretz. The Shita, b'shem the Rosh, says a different teretz. That l'chayev would seem to be more simple. He says that even on Shabbos it's isa b'tvicha. And because we know the klal, b'tvicha mechira, is yeshli yachadvar aveiru. So you could send someone else to Shechton on Shabbos, and then you're going to be Chayiv. So therefore, says the Teis HaRosh, says the Shita B'Kabetz B'Shem the Rosh, you there's a way how you could be MSB Chayiv, even on Shabbos, on Tficha. You do it Ayidei Shliach. So Archean, why Teis didn't like this Teretz?
Rabbi Yosef Engel in Sefer Geyonei HaShas in Gittin that from Heyam and Beis is Ma'ir L'Chayra Shtarka Ara on Tosfos.
L'Chayra, but of Tficha B'Shabbos, there's no Miyat in the Torah on Tficha and Shabbos. Some of the Tevech of Shabbos says the whole parsha of Tficha HaShchito. He took a behemoth that he stole and he shechted it. The halacha is that he doesn't have to pay the Knas, but he's getting a different Einish. He has a tour, a side tour of Kon Leib Dramineh, because he was B'chal Shabbos B'Shas while he was Tevech. But why would ask the base of Engel, before we would think that wouldn't be nichla and leisa b'tvicha. That's not called leisa b'tvicha. That's not like kachim that you can't sell. Over here you could shecht it. There's a side tour on the chiyuv knas, on the chiyuv dal vehei b'poyel. You don't pay because you have a tour come in draminei. So that's the base of Engel, that it should be that there should not be nichla and leisa b'tvicha. This he would look at as isa b'tvicha. Same way he's signed to the Gemara, that I and Aleph. That's not that you could send a shliach on such a thing. That's not cool. That's something that the mishaleach can't do. Mishaleach could do it. He just has a side tour of kamei drabminei. Ayin shom tzarchin. Why Tesis held not like that? Tesis held that since safety potter from tashlumin, that's also nichal and leisa betvicha. Tesis iksubes daflam gimam beis as similar kasha. He asks, and the Gemara over there says, "Gonav shara niskal, v'tovchay b'shalom dal vehe." If you steal shara niskal and you shecht it, you chayv to pay dal vehe. The Tosfos asks that l'chayra l'fira shlokish, l'chayra you should be potter because a shara niskal is something that's aser ba'na, something that's aser ba'na, you can't sell leisa v'bechira. The Taisa speaks out later on that later Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that a Shara Niskal is only Osir L'Achar Miso. Mechaim, it's not Osir. Lo Yibatziru B'Alechaim Nesorim. So therefore, Taisa says not the Kasha is not Shver. Mr. Abinatam could say that you could sell a Shar Niska, what closed man it's alive, you could sell it. The cash is only if you hold that a Shar Niska is Neser Mechaim. Taisus answers, there's no cloud of mechira. There's no way at all to make a mechira. Avoshar niskal im kereda loyv kachavim in teifas damav. If you sell the shar niskal to a goy, the money becomes yours. The money doesn't become aser bano, and the money becomes yours. So therefore, you could sell a shar niskal to a goy. That's what it seems from teisus. Even though teisus lush, it's not so clear, but it seems from teisus that a shar niskal you could make a chalais mechira to a goy. So Rabbi Chanan in Kavod Shiurim, over there in Ksubis, in Ois Kuf Yud Zayin, he says that it would seem from Tosfos that Tosfos holds that the chsorin of something that's aser ba'anah, something that's eile b'rishusa, it's not a problem mitzad the moicher. It's not a problem mitzad the makna. He could be makna, he could give it over. The problem is that it can't go into the person's rishus. It can't go into the lekeach's rishus. And since over here by the Shar Niskel says Tosfos says we could sell it to a goy, copy the goy. There's no problem. History or not? It's not aser bano of the goy. The goy is allowed to have ano. So therefore, the goy could be kind it. He brings from Rashi. The Rashi seems to hold that the problem would be mitzad the moicher, and therefore the chayr Tosfos teretz wouldn't work. Fi Rashi, we wouldn't be able to say Tosfos teretz because the moicher that's a yid, the moicher he can't sell it. For him, it's aser bano, so he wouldn't be able to sell it. For him, it should be a problem of ein b'shusay. The Gemara brings a brisa that if you're going to have kalayim, if you steal kalayim and you shecht it, you chayiv. Chayiv dalvehei. So Rashi says, what's the case of kalayim? Rashi says, mikivsa v'tayish ba. From an aiz and a set, from a kivsa and a tayish. That's the case of kalayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, when he brings the case of kalayim, he says, se im min acher. Say with another min. Which would be sound a little from the Ram that we're not dafka talking about with the Sana is. It sounds like maybe something else, a different min you would also be chayv. So the Minchas Chedach, in Mitzvah Nun Dalin, in Ois Chav Ches, he says that L'chaira, we have to say that the Rambam also means like Rashi. It's love dafka. He says min acher, it means the is. He means a tayish with the keves. Because he says that, what would the Rambam mean? The Rambam would mean, let's say it would be ba. On a tzvi, a tayosh, or a tzvi sheba on a set. And what would we say? We would say that there's a sugya in chulin and aisas benoy. Nafan yeches that we say se afilu mixa set. That since part of this behema, make of this behema is made from a set, from a tzvi and a set, we would say mixa set afilu mixa set also has a din of a set. But says the Mechaz Chinuch that it's not possible to learn like that in the Rambam. Because the Gemara on the Fayin Chesem and Beis, the Gemara says that someone that's a shutef with his friend, and he steals his behemoth that he's a shutef with from his friend. In other words, he steals the half that belongs to his friend from his friend, and he's teveach it. The halacha is that he's potter. Because it needs to be tovchei kulei b'yisura, since half of it was belonged to him. So that chelik is not a tficha b'yisura. So therefore, the Gemara says that you're not chayiv dal vehei. So says the Minchas Chinuch. However, then over here, if even though we're going to say that a half a seh, this kalayim that came from a seh and a tzvi, came from a seh and a chayah, it's half of the seh has a did seh, but it's not tovchei kulay. By dal vehei is a new klali, you need tovchei kulay be surah. And therefore, you wouldn't be chayiv. And therefore, we have to say that the Kavanah HaRambam, when he says min acher is lav dafka, and it means a seh with the a's, which both of them are minim that are machayiv in Dalvehi. Then the Mechaz Chinuch writes, Shuvir Herani Chacham Echad, someone was Ma'irah the Mechaz Chinuch, that maybe it's not Muchach. That even though this, but the Gemara Nayin Chesem Beis says that when you're going from a Shutfis, you're going when a Shutfis is going from a Shutif, over there the Halacha is that you potter, that's because you have a whole set, and you only shechted half the set. Masha in Kain, over here where the whole half of the you shechted the whole half of the seh. The other part of it is not a seh. So that part doesn't bother me. I shechted the whole seh. And Mechaz Chinuch explains that this far we find in the Rishonim. The Rishonim by the din of Zeroy L'chayayim V'keva. The halacha is that shutvis akum, if part of the animal is owned by a goy, the halacha is that you potter. So you need a whole set. It's not enough if only half a set. You need a whole behema in order to be chayiv. But aval pikein, the halacha is that if you have kalayim from a seh and a tzvi, the halacha is that you chayiv. So Tosfos explains the Yeshloimar, the Tosfos and the Avkuflam and Bezam and Alf and Chun, the Remaskov and Tzorich, explains the Hasam Kol Seyush Shabayim Chayiv, the whole Chelik says Chayiv, and that's enough. That's cool, the whole Seh. And therefore, it says the Mechaz Chidach, even though we need the Tav Chay Kulay, that's only if the whole thing is a Shar, the whole thing is a Seh, so you need to Shech the whole Shar, and you're only Shechting part of the Shar, it's not good. But over here, where half of it's a Seh, and you went and Shechted the whole half a Seh, everything that was Seh here, you Shechted, that would be called Tav Chay Kulay Bisura, and therefore we could maybe learn in the Rambam that the Rambam, when he says minacheres, he means any minacheres, since we have a seh, to mix a seh, on that mix a seh, you're going to be chayiv for dalad vehe. The Gemara asks the Kasha that why are we chayiv? Why is kalayim chayiv on dalad vehe? By kalayim, it says seh, seksiv, v'omar rova, zebet b'nei av, komok v'shonem seh, in the Allah Hitzias Kalayim, Rav has a drasha. Anytime it says seh, it means afuki kalayim. So answers the Gemara, Shani hacha damakro, oi, the rabbis is kalayim. It says oi, to be marber kalayim. So the Gemara asks, oi, the rabbis? Ooh, when we see the word oi, it's coming to be marber kalayim. So Atanya, shorei kesev, it says by carbonis, shorei kesev, pratli kalayim. Oi, is pratli nidbe. Then when it says oi, it's coming lafuki kalayim, pratli kalayim. So Rava answers, "Amar Rava, hacha min yonah dekra, hacha min yonah dekra, hacha gabi gneva, dechsev shor oise, sheiat yochel hoitzi kalaim b'neim. So oise rabbis kalaim, gabi kodshim dechsev kesev ve'ez, sheiat yochel hoitzi kalaim b'neim oilamaydu." When it's talking about a shor and a seh, where there you can't a shor and a seh, since one's a behem a gasa, one's a behem a daka, they can't have all this together. It's not possible to make a kalaim from a shor and a seh. So therefore, it says shor iseh. So the pashut would be not kalaim. So therefore, we say that oy is being marbe. Masha'inkein, but Masha'inkein, when it says kesev ve'ez, where there you could have a kalayim, they could give birth from each other, kesev and ez. Therefore, when it says kesev ve'ez in Torah, pashtus would be that, yeah, kalayim is nechlal. Then when it says oy is coming to be mamayt. So Tosfos asks that why does the Gemara have to say that the inyan of the kra by us, the reason why we would think not kalayim is because Shari said, Yat Yochel Haitzi Kalayim Bineim. Why didn't the Gemara simply say that Gabi Neva Sig Seh, like the Gemara asked before, that Seh is the Haitzi Yasa Kalayim? So Tosfos answers, Vyashleima, the Milsa de Ravali Itmar Lahechet Xiv Selachut. Rav's cloud is only when it says Selachut, Avahacha Xiv Nami Shor. If here it says Shor and Seh, then you don't say Rav's cloud that says the Haitzi Yasa Kalayim. So the Marsha speaks out that Tosfos, the Gemara does ask this question. The Gemara comes along and asks on Kalayim, the Kasha. So the Marsha says the Einachanami. The Gemara should have. Gemara's kasha is b'turat zofi Tosfos that this cloud of Rav is only when it says say alone, and the Gemara could have answered that. But since anyhow the kasha would be shver, there would be a different kasha shver. But since it says shar oiseh, like the Gemara says, the inyan of the kra is moira. Since it says shar and says she iat the yochel oitzim kalayim b'neim, that's a svar l'may kalayim. So therefore, the Gemara didn't go and answer the question and ask the other question. The Gemara just went straight to the answer that oy the rabbi says a kalayim. But oifin that it comes out the Fidamar Shah that the Gemara, the kasha that the Gemara asks is not shver, and really the Gemara should have been asking a different question, and the Gemara is coming to answer a whole different question. So they leave Aryeh and Chulin on Daf Ayin Ches. He says that the Marsha's pshat is very, very dochik in the Gemara. So he says that the pshat and Tosfos is different. Pshat, what Tosfos is coming, Tosfos that says that when it says seh and shor together, you don't say rov is klal, only if it would say seh vishor. It would say them mamish together. But if it says shor oy seh, if there's a oy, shor oy kesev, if it splits it up, so then, says the Lev Arya, then you would say rov is klal. So says the Lev Arya, Tosfos is not explaining why in our case you don't have rov. Tosfos is explaining what would have been if it didn't say oy. The Gemara over here is explaining why is oy the bother rabbis. So the Gemara has to discuss what would be if it didn't say oy. What would we say then? So then the Gemara says the reason why if it wouldn't say oy, what you would say, the Gemara says you would say shor v'seh she'iat yochel hoitzi kalayim b'neim. Masha inkein, and therefore you need oy the rabbis. The Gemara couldn't say that you, like Tosfos asks, why can't the Gemara say that you should say says the Ma'ay Kalayim? Because since if it would have not said oi, we would not have been able to say that it says Ma'ay Kalayim. If it would not have said oi, it would say Shar Vissa, then we wouldn't have to be able to make Rava's Drasha. That's what Tosfos is coming to say. But when the Gemara starts off the sugya and where it does say oi, then the Gemara has full right to ask the question. The Kash is a good question that. And the Gemara can ask the other question, like the Marsha says, really the Gemara has a different question, that Iyata Yochel Hoitzi Kalayim B'neim. But since it does say Oi, you don't say, you only say Iyata Yochel Hoitzi Kalayim B'neim when it says Shar Visse. And therefore the Gemara and Taisis are only discussing what would have been if it didn't say Oi. But when the Gemara starts off and the Gemara talks about the Maisa that does say Oi, then the Gemara asks the right question. The right, correct question to ask is, V'Omar Rava Zeh B'nei Av. Because when it says Oi, then it's like it wrote Seh alone, and then you do have Rava's Drosha.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.